USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's economic approval rating is plummeting to a new low as inflation keeps hammering Americans' budgets. The CNBC All-America survey out Monday shows only 30% of Americans approve of how Biden's handling the economy. That's down 5 points from the last survey in April. The man accused of a deadly shooting in Buffalo, New York, is pleading not guilty. The alleged murderer is facing numerous state and federal charges in the killing of 10 shoppers at a Tops grocery store in May. His attorney noted a plea deal could come before the case heads to trial on state charges. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is thanking the State House for its report into the deadly Uvalde school shooting. The report found law enforcement failed to prioritize student and teacher safety over their own lives. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
President Biden has nothing on his schedule for Monday. This after the president arrived back in Washington after his first trip to the Middle East as president. The president spent some time in Saudi Arabia hoping to convince them to increase their oil supply. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says President Biden did not need to go to Saudi Arabia when it comes to oil production.
He could expand American energy production and solve the same problem. Of course, as we know, it's not just a matter of investment. It's also infrastructure, things like the Keystone XL pipeline.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Greenwood, Indiana Mayor Mark Myers is commending the actions of a young man who stepped in and stopped an active shooter situation at an Indianapolis area mall. The Good Samaritan engaged the murderer who started firing in the food court and killed him. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Reaction is continuing to come in to a new 77-page report by a Texas State Legislative Committee on the deadly shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. The report reveals that nearly 400 officers went into the school after the attack started, but didn't enter the classroom and take out the shooter for over an hour. Mitch Renfro, the uncle of one of the deceased students, tells Fox and Friends he believes the officers who did not act need to be held accountable.
I stand behind the law enforcement officers that truly work for the badge, right? So, I mean, they do their job to the fullest extent. These guys, they didn't do their job, so they must be held accountable just like we're all held accountable for our job.
A district court judge in Tennessee temporarily barred the Biden administration from enforcing a policy that would require every state to allow biological males to compete in female sports and use women's and girls' restrooms. In 2021, the Education Department said it would add gender identity to Title IX anti-discrimination rules. Attorneys generals from 20 states responded by suing the Biden administration. Los Angeles County is set to reimpose its universal indoor mask mandate by the end of July, and Biden COVID czar Dr. Ajit Jha is supporting the move. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.